First Friday of 2018.
You know what I just noticed, Wendy?
What?
You're a master improviser. A lot of people would have just gone with Friday, but you said to yourself, no, there's more information that needs to be told, and I'm going to be the one that tells it.
I was going to also add my brother Chris's birthday. Yay.
Try that. Let's see how that sounds. Go ahead.
No, it's all right.
When is Jimmy Katsifaris' birthday?
I will find out for you. Again, he is married to Jimmy Mack's sister, Sheila.
He is you're always reluctant to say this, but he's your brother-in-law.
Right.
But I just think he has the most Chicago-sounding name of any I've ever heard. Like, if somebody said to me, hey, I ran into Jimmy Katsifaris, I'd go, from Chicago? And the answer would be yes, because his name just sounds...
It's Greek.
Chicago-y. I know, but it sounds like so many guys. It is Greek in nature, but it just sounds like a guy who lives in Chicago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Jimmy Katsifaris. Chicago's own Jimmy Katsifaris. Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? That's not a name you'd hear like in Plymouth, Michigan.
No.
Or Ogden, Utah. There's no Jimmy Katsifaris in Ogden, Utah.
You're just jealous because Bill Left doesn't sound Chicago.
Nowhere near as cool as Jimmy Katsifaris. Nowhere near. Is that Jimmy from Z-Pack? That's not Jimmy Katsifaris, right? Because that's how I picture him to sound.
That's a
different Jimmy. All right, can I bare my soul to you for just a moment?
Yes. Do you need to lay down on the couch?
I'm already laying down.
Okay.
I'm already laying down. There's a story that we've been reporting in the news, and when I say we, I mean Kim Gordon has been reporting in the news, that I've now heard two times, and both times it makes me sick to my stomach. And that's the study that just came out with teenage girls where they say, I guess they talked to 460-some-odd girls, teenage girls, and they said that throughout their years now of being on texting, that's the worst wording of a sentence I've ever used.
What?
Since they've been texting,
that
they constantly are barraged with boyfriends or boys saying, hey, send me some pictures of yourself without your clothes on. That is now common, so common, in fact, that they feel like they're doing something wrong if they don't do it, because the guys always go, yeah, all my friends, their girlfriends, they're sending them pictures without their clothes on. So that's what you do. If you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be doing that. That's just sick.
And, you know, I just figured something out when you said this right here and right now. When you were growing up, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I bet you wanted to see naked pictures of girls.
I did.
Okay, who wouldn't?
I did.
But you never asked, and there was no way for them to send anything. They didn't have, like, a Polaroid, you know, shake the picture and then give it to you. There was no instantaneous show me your butt.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So now it can happen, so people just feel that it's their place to just, I can ask, what will it hurt?
Here's what I would imagine. All right, so put me in the age bracket of these guys that are doing this to girls. So flip back a couple of years to when I was that age. I would have assumed if I said to a girl, hey, would you mind, how about some naked pictures of yourself? Just send them to me. I would imagine within seconds of me asking, I'd be escorted down to the principal's office where the principal, my parents, the then president of the United States, the Pope, and all my favorite
Catholic school,
all my favorite baseball players, they'd all be in the room and they would just look at me like, did you just ask her for pictures of herself with her clothes off? What's wrong with you?
And the girl would have slapped you.
Oh, the girl would have slapped me. Everyone around me would have slapped me. Strangers would have walked up and slapped me. It was impossible to even think that way, and now it's the norm that guys just assume, well, there's a girl who's interested in me. She's got to send me naked pictures of herself. That's how it works.
But, I mean, again, you wouldn't have asked because it wasn't possible. If it was possible, Bill, you may have asked.
I would not have asked because I would have written it off as improper behavior. Because to me, that's a better thing that would have been left in the fantasy pile than the reality pile. Right? Do you know what I mean by that? Let me tell you a quick story. When I was in sixth grade, there was a girl who brought in a deck of cards that had not just dirty pictures on them, but things that I thought were physically impossible. Each card had naked people doing things that I swear to you, Wendy, like when in my head when I went, okay, you got a naked guy and you got a naked girl and there's things they could do. Like, I didn't think they could do these things.
Where did she get that deck of cards?
I don't know. But she became very popular because she had that deck of cards. And a lot of times you'd be in a class and you'd see kids on the other side of class like doing this kind of like a, what? Like you could just see kid, like you go, oh, they found Lisa's card. Lisa brought those cards and they gave them to that guy and that girl. They're looking at the cards right now. And that,
that is a one-eyed Jack.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
We're on the stream.
Wow. On the stream, that's perfectly allowable. Regular radio, we would have lost our FCC license for that. But honestly, for a year and a half after I saw those cards, I was sure that somehow my name, because I looked at them one day, you know, they were being passed around. I'm like, I'll take
What?
This guy and that? What? I was sure that somehow there'd be a trail where they'd go, here's who looked at those cards. And we'd all be expelled from school. We'd never get into college, you know, just because of seeing those cards. And that was with people I didn't even know. That was with black and white people from the early 70s that I didn't even know, Wendy.
I am so happy.
Black and
so
white,
happy.
Not that I don't mean the color of their skin. I meant the, right. the pictures themselves were in black and white. Because you couldn't do those things that they were doing in color back then. It was physically impossible.
I'm very happy that it was a girl that brought these in.
Yeah, Lisa.
Cool for her.
Yeah, she moved way up. You know how every school has, like, like no one ever talks about the cool rankings?
Right.
Right? Lisa moved from, she was like number 88, 89 to number 6. In a, even Casey Kasem came to our school to do the countdown, and he goes, Lisa, we've never seen anything like this before. From 86 to number 6 in 1 week. She was very popular.
In 1 hour.
In an hour. Like that. Like that. Now here's another here's a sadder flip side story to that same. All right, so when my daughters started high school, at the high school my daughters went to, there was a scandal like this because a bunch of the guys on one of the sports teams did this thing where they wanted to see how many of the guys on the sports teams could get their girlfriends to give them pictures of themselves without their clothes on. Ugh. And then somehow this became public knowledge. One of the parents found out about it. And then all hell broke loose in the school. And you know what? Good. It should have. Yeah. Right?
That shouldn't be happening.
But there was a big debate then. Well, what do we do with these kids? What do we do with these boys? Do we kick them off the sports team? I don't want to be too specific, but it was one of the major sports teams. Do we kick them off the sports team? Do we expel them? What do we do with them? And that's a great question.
And what did happen? Because if it's like a first-time offense, I feel like, you know, you have to put your foot down and go, we will not accept or tolerate this type of behavior ever again.
Right.
Consider this a warning for everyone in this entire school.
Right.
If this happens again, you're done.
Right. Right. That's a good question.
Because there was no, like, precedence prior to this.
I don't think there was a precedence at their school, but I'm positive this thing has gone on at other schools. I mean, this from what you hear in this survey, This is much more the norm than it is that it's a strange isolated incident. This seems to be commonplace now.
Yeah,
and I'll be honest with you, I haven't asked either of my daughters. I just found out about this survey of, you know, half an hour ago during the news. I haven't asked either of them if they were ever pressured. And I got to be honest, it's one of those things I almost don't want to know the answer to. Is that
will
crazy?
You text me a picture of yourself naked on
already
your
have. Already have.
All right, Bill,
yeah.
The correct way for guys now, how they say it,
yes, Jasmine.
Is send nudes.
That's
send
all nudes. That needs to be said. There's no rhyme or reason like a guy. Like, all right, so go back a generation to when Wendy and I were kids, right?
Okay.
So we would have had to come up with this whole story about, I've got this rare disease, and the doctor said, if I don't see naked pictures of you, I probably won't die. I probably won't live.
What?
You have to come up with some kind of a story.
No.
Like, you couldn't just say, you couldn't just put two words down, send nudes, and leave it at that, because you'd go, well, who would fall for that?
And you'd have to mail them.
Yeah, you'd have to send
them. Mail. No, seriously, guys now are just really bold.
That's it?
Yeah.
And what's the success rate of just saying those two words, send nudes, and then you getting naked pictures of somebody?
Say it on the air and see how many girls text them to you, Bill.
No.
No, nudes. Not no.
No.
And you have to take it to Walgreens to get your pictures developed. You would get in trouble back when we were growing up.
There was a friend of mine. This is just between you and me, Wendy.
Okay.
This is not for public consumption. This is just between you and me. Jasmine, I'm going to even ask that you cover your ears for this.
Listeners, cover your ears.
Listeners, cover your ears. This is for Wendy only. There was a friend of mine in high school who had, he went out and he bought one of those Instamatic, those Polaroid Instamatic cameras. Where
to shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Wendy.
To shake it.
Wendy.
No, no, no. That's
come
a lyric
on.
To Hey Ya.
Oh, okay then. All right. So his goal in this was he wanted to have pictures taken with his girlfriend, the two of them doing things. But he did not want to take them to like a photo mat type place or a Walgreens. So he went out and he bought this Polaroid Instamatic camera. And then she laughed the whole thing off. You know, he suggested this to her. Hey, I got this camera, self-developing. We'll take the pictures. We'll have the pictures. But she was smart enough to go, well, I'm not giving, no. You don't end up with naked pictures of me. That's not going to happen. So he wanted me to buy the camera. He goes, I don't have any use for the camera. Do you want the camera?
No. Did he give you a good deal?
Yeah, he was going to give me a pretty good deal on it. But no, the answer is no. But now we live in a day and age, as Jasmine just pointed out, that a guy just has to say two simple words, send nudes, and the rest takes care of itself. That's crazy.
But this is the time we live in. I mean, people wanted me to Facebook Live that I'm at home working from Jimmy Mac's studio. And yeah. I won't because I don't have makeup on today. Oh. And you'll go, what is James Spader doing in Jimmy Mac's studio? So I
bet listeners would call they'd call the authorities. Spader broke in. And he's messing with the Chewbacca. He's messing with the giant Chewbacca.
But, I mean, that is what you do now. I mean, you know, I put a stupid video up on my Facebook page to say, you know, oh, I'm recovering from knee surgery because I thought, like, some of my Facebook friends wanted to see my progress.
Right.
And then I go, that was kind of stupid of me, but I just was trying, you're trying to connect more now. And,
yes.
And that's a problem.
Yes.
You don't need to connect nakedly or nudely. Nudely.
We will accept either answer. Both nakedly and nudely are both to be accepted. Oh, my God. Do I even ask?
Twosome.
Should I even ask my daughters if they were ever propositioned by a boy to
listen,
do this?
Listen, you don't want to know the answer to that.
I don't want to know the answer, do I? No.
And you know what? Your girls are smart enough and they're savvy enough to know that, you know, they'd be like, really? Here's a picture of me flipping you off. That's what I'll send you.
How could any girl be silly enough to believe that if a boy says to her, as Jasmine said, all it takes is those two magic words, send nudes. So you put that. So doesn't a girl say, well, he's not going to be the only one who sees this. He's going to show this to people. They have to know that, right?
They have to. And social media, it's going to be put up everywhere.
Right. Right.
And here's what you have to think, girls. Think at some point your mom or dad is going to see you naked. And then you will never send a naked nudie picture ever.
Those are the wisest words ever said.
Thank you very much.
Because it will eventually, the people you least want to see that picture are going to have access to that picture. Because somebody's going to intercept it and somebody's going to go, hey, look at this picture of your daughter. And then what?
You don't look.
You don't. No.
Don't look.
No.
But keep that in mind. You send a nudie picture, and someday, and this includes guys, your mom or dad's going to see it.
Right.
Ugh.
And they are going to be angry.
Grossed out.
Yeah. There's not a single word we could have chosen that wouldn't be accurate. Wow. I think the thing that bothers me the most about it is the amount of acceptance. Like that many girls. I think they said it out of the survey. I got to find the exact numbers. 462. Oh, listen to this. 462 girls were surveyed during this to see, you know, if boys had propositioned them and said, I want naked pictures of you. Send them to me. And only 12 said that they didn't do it. And there was no backlash.
That's 12 didn't do it?
12 didn't receive any backlash for not doing it. More didn't do it. But all right. So some girls said, no, I'm not going to do this. And then they were shamed. You know, the boy said, well, you have to, because all the
guys
other girls
have shamed girls forever. Who cares if a guy shames you?
That's the way it should be.
They've always shamed us. They will continue to shame us.
Isn't that terrible?
What's wrong with you guys?
Wendy, I'm the first, and I'm not saying this because of this story. I'm saying this just because of what's going on since the beginning of time. Guys are crazy. They will try anything for their own benefit. There are no limits. They will say anything. They will do anything. I'm embarrassed to be a man.
But look at that. That's how a man succeeds in business. They will try anything. They will be persistent. They will keep moving forward.
Right.
Girls, you know, we take no for an answer.
Right.
It's like, really? Okay, I'm done.
Right.
I'm done trying. We got to be more like that. You know what, Bill? Send nudes.
All right,
I have a trick to combat that.
What is it?
Okay.
This is that you're hearing the voice of Jasmine, our producer, for those of you.
Attachment?
Yes.
One image?
Yes.
So just write the words attachment, one image, send that to the guy.
Yeah. And then what?
He's going to say, I don't see the image, and just keep sending that same.
So you're sending, like, what they call a dead link. We call, in the computer game, Jasmine, we call that a dead link.
Yes.
You're sending them.
A dead link, and he'll ask over and over again. It's hilarious.
And then you could say, well, your eyes don't work anymore because you're a nasty man.
Who would say that?
I would say that.
A nasty boy.
I have said that, Wendy, and I will continue to say that. That's the phrase that pays.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
You would say, obviously, you don't know how to work your smartphone.
Right. That's better. Yeah.
You nasty boy. Nasty man, I guess you said. That sounds worse.
There should be a picture that girls should be given that you send that is just like the most repulsive, grotesque thing.
A picture of Imogene Coca naked. What? She just, you know.
Why did you choose her?
Because you're not used to seeing her
and
naked.
And why did I think of Avery Schreiber when you said that? Why did I say I would send Avery Schreiber naked? Why did it come to that? Why must we besmirch two of the greatest comedy legends of all time?
Because we're not, the thought of them naked, because
right.
It was before the time where people got naked.
Right. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Isn't that crazy? The whole story, honestly, the first time I heard it in the news, I went, oh, those numbers are wrong. They've got to be wrong. And then I heard Kim do it the second time, and I go, no, it's not the numbers that are wrong. It's society that's wrong, that so many girls now think that that's what they have to do to keep a boyfriend. You know, that if I don't send a boyfriend, that I'm a teenage girl, and if I don't send them naked pictures of myself, that he'll go elsewhere. That's the shame in all this, isn't it?
If they want you to send nudes, have them sketch you.
Right. Like Leonardo DiCaprio did in Titanic. That's the way we need to go back. We need to go back to those days.
Sketch this.
Right. Right. I'm sick to my stomach, Wendy.
It's pretty bad.
It's,
times have changed.
So sad. I was just talking to Ryan Burrow. He said his daughter's 10 years old. He goes, I didn't want to have to think about this. You know, we were talking about the story. You have to. So you, as a responsible parent, have to say, use your head. When some boy texts you something so ridiculous to send naked pictures of me, I don't even know what. How do you advise your daughter in that situation? You just got to say no, right? Just no.
And I got to tell my sons never to do that.
Right. Right.
And get them sketchbooks and charcoal.
Get them, you know what, don't just get them sketchbooks. Get them those magic slates where you draw things and lift it up and it just magically disappears.
No evidence.
Yeah. That's girls would send me naked pictures on those. But I don't know where they are now because they're just vanished.
What about the guy with, you know, the magnetic beard? Didn't you get nudes?
Yes. He would send me. And I would move all the fur around.
Oh, my God.
That would take all week on that guy. All right. Are you as sick as I am? I'm sick to my stomach. We're sick to our stomachs. All right. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right. Judy Pilak has joined us. She'll be giving you the news. But Judy, really quick before the news, Wendy and I have been discussing this news story for the last half hour or so. They did this survey, 460 some odd girls, all young, all in their early teens, talking about how many times they have been asked by their boyfriends to send naked pictures of themselves, and they've done it because the boys go, yeah, that's what goes on. Guys, all my friends, all their girlfriends have sent them, so you have to do that too. That's just crazy and sick, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. But, you know, think about it in our time. What was it? No, you have to show me your left breast because that's what girls do.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing that's been going on.
But even that, even though that was wrong, that was a one-time thing.
Oh, let's hear him justify this.
But listen, I'm
going to
try my best.
I know right where you're going, and you're absolutely right.
That was an instant moment where, even though it was extremely wrong, the guy was there and the girl was there, and that was it.
Now it's so much worse.
Because it's forever
now. Because there's a record of it.
Yes, it's so much more dangerous. But like I said, it's been going on forever, but now, yes, it's so much worse.
Oh, that's sick.
Yes.
I'm amazed by the numbers and how acceptable it's become, because it shouldn't be acceptable.
Yeah.
Tell you something, Judy, that I think will make you want to watch the Blackhawks play the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights play their games in complete suits of armor. They're the only NHL team to play in complete suits of armor. Very hard to move on the ice. You know this, in a suit of armor.
And when they fall, they can't get up.
Oh, it's a mess. They just leave them on the ice.
Yeah.
Push them off
so
to the
can
side.
We play both Powerball and Mega Millions here in Illinois or no?
Yes.
You can,
and
right?
I would recommend you do.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
The biggest,
today's Mega
Powerball.
Go ahead.
Biggest Powerball jackpot on record. $1.586 billion prize January of last year. People in California, Florida, and Tennessee split that prize. That was the biggest Powerball jackpot on record. $1.586 billion.
That's a bunch of cash.
So this one's only $500 million, but...
Why bother?
I know. You know, don't you do that? I'm like, eh, a couple million. If it's over $50 million, maybe I'll play.
That, well, I think most people
are
of that mindset.
Like, I wouldn't want $1 million.
Right.
Right?
That would help. That would pay a couple of bills.
Oh, my gosh. That would, yeah.
And the largest Mega Millions jackpot in history was $656 million. Three winners from Kansas, Illinois, and Maryland shared that record prize in March of 2012. Now, I thought you had to go to Indiana to buy
Powerball.
No, you
can do both of those here. You could play there if you'd like, but you can play here.
Is it going to make me win more?
It's the same,
yeah,
it's the same lottery.
Yeah. Well, that's why the odds are so ridiculous, because there are so many states in it, and why the pot's so big.
Right.
So, yeah, you can play. Mega Millions is tonight, and I think Powerball's tomorrow.
Yep, Saturday at 10:59 Eastern time.
Don't expect me in on Monday is all I'm saying.
Because you will have won at that point. Mm-hmm. You'd be crazy rich.
I'll see you Monday.
In. Yeah.
I'll be back, and I'll see you Monday.
Mm-mm-mm.
Can I tell you a lottery story that I'm the only one who remembers? I don't know why, but this is an actual story that, for some reason, everybody who knows the story forgot it except for me, and I don't know why. Years and years ago, the lottery reached somewhere in the hundreds of millions, and all of a sudden, this lottery syndicate, this group of people, had this plan figured out where they bought up enough tickets to where they had every possible combination covered. So it took hundreds of people to do this. They went and they bought every possible number combination, ensuring themselves a victory, and they did win. Because how could you not? You had every combination of numbers, right? But then they discovered, after they won, that somebody made a mistake, and they had actually had several thousands of numbers that they didn't play, which would have meant, after investing all that money, they potentially could have lost.
Oh, wow. And now, did the money cover what they invested?
And then some. Yeah.
Oh, it did. Okay.
That's why, like, they didn't do this. They had their plan in order for a long time, but the lottery had to reach a certain amount to where you could cover every possible combination.
Well, there were fewer numbers. That's,
right.
Yeah. Which, right. I mean, like, the little lotto or whatever it's called, there some of them are just, like, three numbers, right? Or four? There are some lotteries that
not.
Are...
I mean, they
well,
only
pick four, pick
right,
three.
But there's still 38 or 40 or 46 numbers to choose from out of those.
But I'm saying if there's just four numbers,
right.
you know, then you can do that. If there's this one, now there's five, and then the Powerball, I mean,
right.
And the numbers go up. Oh, that's the other thing, how far do the numbers
go up? But that's why they made it so you have to have an extra combination of numbers. That's why the Powerball, I think, came into existence, because they had to throw a whammy on that, or everybody would do that every time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
and they increased it to like 70 now. It's like 1 through 70. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How many people are in the syndicate? Because you figure if there's like 100 people.
Okay, and by syndicate, I think he means the
dollar.
No, they ended up, oh boy.
That's the thing. Yeah, if they put in probably,
if there's 1,000 people, they'll win like $20 each.
No.
It's not even worth it.
Everybody who won this, there were thousands of people connected with this. Jasmine, see if you can find this. I'm busy. I'm chatting with Judy and Wendy right now.
I'm looking. I don't know
if you
what
can
you're
find
talking
this.
About.
All right. So they did the math on this, and they figured out how many people it would take to cover all the numbers, because they had to go in and physically purchase all these tickets. So let's say, Judy, you were assigned all the numbers, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8. So you had a certain thousand amount of numbers you had to purchase. Wendy, you had a certain amount that you had to purchase.
It probably wasn't thousands. It was, if there were that many people, it was probably fewer, and then that's how you won.
Oh, maybe.
You probably only put, maybe it was $100 or $10,
yeah,
depending
maybe.
On how many people.
Maybe, yeah. But I do know that they won, and I do know that they won a lot of money. But then the revelation came, but they left out a whole giant chunk of numbers, and that could have ended up costing them their whole plan.
That
they would have spent
crazy.
All that money and lost.
So that's what you
was
call...
Was that your job? You were the one who was supposed to get that,
yes.
those numbers?
Those were his numbers.
I was Danny Ocean. I was
forever
Ocean's
known as Forever known as the Bill Numbers.
Yeah. And I'd always look back on it like and laugh. And I go, remember that time we all spent all that money on lottery tickets and I screwed up the numbers?
Proving once again that the lottery is pure luck.
Even in that case.
We just had a professor on talking about how there is, this is the one thing where there's not a shred of skill. There's no.
Yeah, I heard him.
It's all 100%
luck. He was very depressing. And you know what? He was he was depressing, and you could just tell he'd never won Mulatto. And it doesn't even play. And I don't believe
a word
he said.
You could tell he loved numbers. That's what I could tell.
He was a fan of
the
numbers.
But he started off by saying pretty much that we're ridiculous. People are ridiculous. Well, he's never read The Secret.
But he... I've never read The Secret either. Does The Secret deal with just exactly this
it
on ways to
win?
It
deals with that if you,
no,
if
you
want
it
bad enough...
to fruition.
If you want it bad enough and you believe in it, it will happen.
But I think that's
How
true.
How long have you wanted this bad enough, Jude?
Listen, Wendy, I've gotten things from The Secret. That's why I asked you if it's worked for you.
Like what?
It has
your
worked.
Best thing you got?
A new roof on my house.
But that didn't just magically appear.
No, it took,
you had to
it
call
took a tornado.
A
it took a tornado to make it. But it really wasn't that bad. But I still got a new one.
But
after saying previously, and many people heard me, oh, I know I need a new roof. I need a new roof. I know, you know, this. I lived in a really old house that was huge.
Right.
And I knew, you know, it was just something that weighed on me. And then a little mini tornado came through and really didn't damage it that much, but just damaged it a little bit. And then I got a new roof.
But don't you think with a lot of things, I haven't read the book and you have, so this is mm-hmm. advantage you immediately. But don't you think with a lot of things, because I know the secret here is about putting things out there into the universe and then what comes back, but it's still in your control. Very few things just fall into your lap. Like the lottery, it's kind of in your control because you're physically purchasing a ticket. But then it is just fate falling in your lap if you win a lottery, because like we said, there's no skill. But if it's something like it's a career or there's somebody that you like, the universe isn't just going to deliver that person to you. You have to make the move and make contact. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Okay, maybe, yeah. Yeah, there's some work
on my part. So does the book address that you have to be proactive?
You have to envision it. You have to want it. Yes, you have to take steps as well.
Yeah, yeah. That makes more sense.
But instead of just sitting there waiting for things to happen,
you have to make
them happen. That's right.
Right. But were you not like that prior to the book? I bet you were like that.
No, not really.
You weren't.
It makes you just focus more.
Oh.
I don't even read a lot, and I read that book, and nothing's happened.
Because it's so short. It's just basically like you want it, think about it.
Wendy,
envision it in your head. And
I want some mac and cheese from Noodles and Company. It has not just appeared.
Wendy, hold on, because you never know. Jimmy Mac could be there right now getting you mac and cheese.
Oh,
that could be true,
right?
If he's listening.
See,
Jim,
there's something to it.
Because he gets a residual check every time they sell mac and cheese. He gets a very small check. Jasmine has found the story. This happened in Richmond, Virginia. This happened in February of 1992. Where a group invested $5 million in order to hedge all the bets, all the possible numbers, cover every number in a lottery, and they won. They won a $27 million jackpot. So
they did win a lot.
They put out $5 million, covered what they thought was all the numbers. They learned later that one of the guys screwed up and didn't play the correct numbers.
Bill Leff.
His name.
Chicago radio personality.
Bill left some numbers out.
Right. Right. But look at the payoff for their $5 million investment and a guaranteed victory, if everything goes according to plan, a $27 million jackpot belonged to them.
Did it say how many people?
$5 million,
how many people played? That's the thing. But because everyone put money in, right?
Get Jimmy DeCastro on the phone.
I'm right.
We'll see, but now you'd need a lot more money.
Yeah.
Here's the one variable in this, and it doesn't say... I can't find anywhere where it says how many people were involved in this. I want to say in the low thousands, right? Here's the one variable that you can't control. You can't control how many other people just by chance picked those exact same numbers. So let's say that they did do this properly and they covered all the possible number combinations. Let's say three or four or five other people just randomly happen on those same numbers and they have to split that jackpot. It was a $27 million jackpot. If you split it five or six or seven ways, you've lost
money.
You won the lottery, but you still lost money.
And we're sure that didn't happen? They were the only winners?
They were the only winners.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened in, 1992. It didn't seem that long ago to me, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because of that, the lottery officials figured out we have to throw some new spin on this so this sort of thing doesn't happen over and over and over again. You know, this goes on in Las Vegas, too. They do these machines that are hooked up to other machines in other casinos. So even though you're in Caesar's Palace playing, you're seeing a gigantic number that's so huge. And that same
that same machine is hooked up to machines in other casinos.
Really?
So, yeah. So every once in a while, you know how you'll be walking through, and even though there's jackpots in the thousands or tens of thousands, you'll look at one and it'll be $8 million. And you go, wait a minute, $8 million? Well, that's hooked up to a syndicate of machines around there. So they'll have guys, when it hits a certain number, who will get on those machines in all the casinos and just play them until there's a winner. They won't get it. They won't move away from the machine.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You still want to gamble, don't you? You know so much stuff about this.
You know what's weird is I don't, and I loved it. I had so much fun doing it, and there were times where I won a lot of money. There were times where I lost a lot of money, but the desire is just gone. I don't know what happened. I just...
Well, good.
It just stopped being
fun. That is
good.
Yeah, it's just, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
You do maybe when you're younger. Or...
Yeah.
I love to gamble, but I'm nowhere near a big gambler. I could sit at one of those...
Slot machine,
yeah, and play. Well, it's not slots. I like to play
poker machines.
Poker, yes.
Yeah.
And play for hours with, you know, a penny.
But isn't it?
I bet a penny. Because, and did you ever hear what happened to me? I was sitting at a bar at the Flamingo in Vegas, and I got a royal flush.
Oh, nice. But
and
how much
first,
did you win?
And the first thing, everyone ran over, and they're like, did you play all? Did you play all? And I was
well,
like,
if you
no.
played a penny on it, you would have won $10.
It was like a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah,
so I won.
Quarters.
I did win. I maybe won 70, but I could have won, you know, 7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you
because
played
I guess
all the
that's
coins.
So rare to get a royal flush.
It is very
huh,
rare.
Huh, but I got one, didn't I?
Congratulations.
Am
did
I
you
lucky?
Put it out there
Am
on
I
the
lucky
secret?
Or is it the secret?
Oh, wait, Jimmy
we'll
Mac,
know.
You got me mac and cheese? I wasted my secret on the noodles and company?
Wendy, you got to dream bigger.
I know, right?
You have to dream bigger. But aren't they, like, whoever devised casinos are brilliant because it's flashing lights and it's bright colors and there's no, the time stands
and
still.
And you know
there's
they're
no
pumping
clocks.
Oxygen
there's
in.
There's no windows.
They are
they absolutely pumping.
Yes,
yeah,
they have to
they
be
pump
because
oxygen
I
in.
Get so tired, but when I'm in Vegas, woo, I could stay up
right.
all night.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's never dark, so
yeah.
you don't even know what time it is.
Free drinks, which is the funniest thing in the
best
world.
Best thing in the world.
Because think to yourself, I don't know, you don't bet a lot at a time, but if your average quarter machine takes five quarters, so each time you spin a machine or play a hand of blackjack or poker, it's a dollar and a quarter. So you're getting a free drink, but in the 10 minutes from the time you ordered it till it comes to you, you just threw $70 in the machine.
Well, you did, Bill, but not me.
Right.
As I said, I can
you
play
have
a
the
quarter.
70 cents.
I can play
right.
a quarter for a good half hour wow. or until I get my drink. Then I move on.
And then you say to the wait staff, I'm not playing a machine until I get my
yes.
Coke Zero. So bring it now.
I just played a machine at a bar I was at a few weeks ago. It was a Sunday. We were having Bloody Marys. I'm like, oh, look, they have machines. Yeah. Let's go play them. And I literally put $5 in maybe. And
yeah.
I won maybe seven or eight. And
wow.
I stopped playing.
That's
where
brilliant.
My friend next to me did 20 or 40. And she just kept going, you know. She,
yeah,
she,
yeah, yeah.
But I only do what I can lose. $5.
That's how
I'd
everyone
rather play
should
darts.
Be. Darts are more fun.
I can never, my darts never stick.
No.
I don't throw them hard enough.
Wait,
I could see Wendy, though, at a bar playing darts.
Is that
I love
true?
Playing darts.
Yeah, they like fall off a lot or I hit the wall.
Are they the Velcro darts or are they regular pointy darts?
Regular
Velcro.
Pointy.
They still make the, they,
darts.
For home dart boards, they make Velcro darts.
Wow. Well, for kids,
if you
I guess.
Have little kids, yeah, if you have little kids, you can't give them darts. That's
you
like
don't
the worst
have little
thing.
Kids.
Not anymore, but when I got a dartboard, our daughters were 4 or 5, so I got a Velcro one. I got the kind that kept score, like it was a Velcro
oh,
board,
yeah.
but you
so
would...
it could bounce off because once it hit it, it
yeah,
scored it.
Then
and,
it
yeah,
scored the
that's
points.
The one I need.
Yeah,
where can I find those, Wendy, at bars?
I don't know. Toys R Us?
Toys R Us.
McDonald's Playland? I don't know.
They don't have those anymore either.
All right, really quick. This is a story that I've wanted to do all week, and I haven't. While I was off, because I took 2 weeks off for the holidays, and Wendy, you were off for most of that, if not all of that too, right?
Yes.
You were off for the whole thing. Were there any stories that came down and you just went, oh, if I was on the air today, we would definitely be talking about this, but you weren't on the air, so you couldn't?
I didn't write any down, but I think I remember several of them. What did you get?
The one that really touched me the most was there's this woman who's a model, and her name is Taloy Mull, which is a very strange name. It's a very exotic name, and it's a very exotic woman. So when you see this woman, she's stunning. She's breathtaking looking. But you can't help but notice about this woman that on her body, half of her is very pale and light-complected, and half of her body is very dark-complected. And it's right down the middle. So you say to yourself when you see photos of Taloy Mall, Well, she's obviously had some sort of cosmetic work done because that's not the way people are. You don't have one half of your body that's light-complected and the other half that's dark. That's just not how it goes. But it turns out that the story on her is she is a, are you ready, a chimera.
Excuse me.
Taylor,
don't they sell those at the store with the sugar on them?
No.
There's a Chimera's comic book store.
No.
Grange.
No, you are both wrong. She is a chimera, and that means that she is her own twin. That when she was in the uterus and she was an egg, she also had a sister egg, and they melded together. So she is actually her own twin sister.
And her twin sister was white or
her twin
or
sister
black?
Was darker complected.
Oh, okay.
You know how
so
you
she's
can
not
have...
white and black. She's just
no. She's real pale on the on. I want to say the left
side. What country
side.
Is she from?
This
chimera.
I don't know what country she's from.
All right.
It does not say because they were afraid you would go to her house and question her. So they were very nonspecific on where you could find her. No, but you know how some, like my brother is very, very dark complected, dark hair, dark skin. We don't look like brothers at all.
I heard you earlier because you're adopted. They just never told
I'm
you.
I'm sure I'm adopted.
Wendy, you are not adopted.
No, no. But in her particular instance, did you ever hear stories about how somebody will be born and they'll have remnants of a twin kind of as part of their body?
Yes.
Like they'll find teeth in their shoulder and they'll go, well, you should have teeth in your shoulder. Why?
How it's always teeth, isn't it?
It's well, sometimes it's hair, sometimes it's teeth. It's sick. It's crazy.
It doesn't happen that frequently.
No, it's very rare. But this is even more rare. The chimera factor is even more rare.
So, but are all of her features the same, or
I
are
can't
her features
find her
different?
Online? Is she on Facebook?
She's
or Faces Book?
Just try hashtag chimera. Are you spelling it correctly?
C H I M E R A.
Yeah,
my first car was a Toyota Chimera. And you know what's weird? The left side of the car.
It was two-toned.
Right.
Why did they just call her two-toned?
She was married to Tommy Two-Tone back in the 70s.
Really?
That's the one that Wendy drew the line on. The rest of them,
yeah, I know,
the rest
right?
of Wendy's fine. Keep going. I can listen to these all day. The Tommy Two-Tone. That's where it stops, my friend. The comedy stops. The comedy stops right now. You can make fun of this woman. I'll spell her name for you. It's T-A-Y-L-O-Y. And you know what's interesting about the spelling of her name, Wendy? The font on those first three letters is like old English font, and then the font on the next three is like New Roman. I can't explain it.
Is her and her twin's name?
M-U-H-L. Taylor. Oh, I don't know the answer to that. So, like, the first name would have been Taylor, and the last name would have been Myrna Loy.
or Lloyd. Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's where I draw the line with the Tommy Two-Tone, right there.
Does she have two of anything?
That's her business, Judy, and I'm embarrassed for you for even asking that out loud.
She's cool.
Her body is completely, like, everything is where it should be. It's just that there's a difference in the skin tone. You're seeing
just
pictures
on her
of her?
Waist.
She's very,
I don't see it on her face.
I think it goes higher than that.
Wait, are you saying down the middle of her body?
Yeah.
I was thinking front, top and bottom. No, down the whole.
Did you ever see the Star Trek episode where there are Charons? C-H-E-R-O-N. I wonder if they got that name because of the Chimera syndrome. Frank Gorshin plays a guy who half of his body is all completely black and part
and
of it.
The rest is the Joker?
He was the Riddler.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
That's where
I'm
Bill
sorry.
Draws
That's
the
where
line.
I draw the line. Miss Protector of all things Tommy Two-Tone. That's where I have to stop you.
Mull is a singer and entertainer from California.
Yeah.
And the condition is so rare, it's only around 100 cases that have been confirmed worldwide. One in every 30 people born in the world today is a twin.
No, wait.
Technically her own twin.
One in 30 people? That's not right.
That's one in 30 people born in the world today is a twin. What sets her apart is that Mull is technically her own twin.
Wait, twins are that prevalent that only one, that one
well,
in 30
think
people?
About it. Everyone is doing, you know,
in vitro.
In vitro.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
it was...
my gosh. There's, yeah, twins everywhere.
Yeah, there are more.
I didn't know that.
Ever. And more redheads.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at her, Bill, and I really just see, like, her left side, her right, if you're looking at her, but her left torso is kind of looks like it's sunburn, and that's it. The legs are the same color.
Is there a picture of her where it looks like she's doing yoga and you can kind of see... Why is that funny? Is yoga's not funny?
I don't know.
Unless Tommy Two Tone's doing yoga. So she's in like a yoga pose, and you can kind of see her stomach and her midriff, and that is a different color. Is that picture being shown?
No, I'm just seeing her.
Maybe I just drew that picture.
Well, so that's what he's saying. It's on her. Her
just on her torso.
Her torso.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Like from the bra strap to the bikini line. That's it.
But the legs are the same color, and her face is the same color. Interesting.
It
I can't believe 1 in 30 people. Did you say worldwide or in the United States?
World. I just said 1 in 30 people. 1 in every... All right. Taylor Mole.
Yeah. Taylor.
Like nearly 1 in every 30 people born in the world today is a twin. What sets her apart is that she's her own twin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's click on the study.
That's the novelty. She should throw out the first pitch in the Minnesota Twins game. Every year they should bring her in for the season opener.
Let's play two. A million more twins than pre-1980.
Wow.
What changed?
Wow.
What changed, you asked?
What changed? Well, it's got to be just the fact that you go in for, for fertility treatments, right?
Uh-huh.
It's got to be. All right, let's do this. We must take a break, and then we'll close things off. Judy, thanks for sticking around under adverse conditions.
Thanks for
appreciate
having
that.
Me.
Good luck on the lottery, Wynn.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you, but I don't need it.
Congrats in advance.
Right. Thank you, and I'll see you guys never. Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow. The rudest sign-off ever. Stick around. More show for the losers, Wendy and me, next. All right, we want to thank Tommy Two-Tone for having a great sense of humor. He was fun to talk to.
Yeah, Myrna Loy.
Myrna Loy was a great lady.
Imogene Coca. Is it Coco or Coca?
Coca.
Okay, that's what I thought. James Coco, Imogene Coca.
Why didn't they get married? The Coco Coca wedding.
Crazy could have headed for Coca Caca.
You know where the reception would have been?
Where?
Rocky Rococo's.
Oh, boy.
That's...
Kelly Cuoco would have been there?
Oh, she would have been the maid of honor, Wendy.
All right.
All right.
I'll miss you next week.
Yeah. You can't do this kind of thing without me, can you? It's impossible.
No,
it's impossible.
It's going to be a lot of dead air.
No, it's going to be fun. I'm off next week, or most of next week. I'll be back on Friday, but Wendy's in for the rest of the week with special guests.
Yes, I believe Brian Noonan on Monday.
Brian Noonan on Monday, Judy Pylak on Tuesday, post-lottery Judy Pylak.
She's not coming in. What if she wins? Then I have to get a new co-host for Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's a problem I don't think you'll have. I think everything will be fine. All right, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.